We've been investing in the market there since 2017, very active, and I feel like we're not probably being treated fairly here.
Okay, let me address first before we go down the valuation road and get a response. On the classification issue, are you familiar with what we've been doing on classification when we have nightly rentals? Are all these properties nightly rentals that we have in front of us?
Well, they're nightly rentals. They're personal lodges that we use personally, and in the 2022 year, we only had them rented out, 35 nights for the whole year, so it's not a lot.
Right, I understand in the pandemic era. What we have been doing is that if we...
Pandemic is over in 2022.
Sure. And what we have been doing, the decision we made a year or two ago with respect to nightly rental, because obviously there are a ton of people in that market down here at this point, is that if somebody has a vacation home here in Taney County and they use it sometimes and they put it in the nightly rental program, on the first one, we'd be giving a pretty significant break. We give a 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if there are multiple properties, such as business ventures, such as you gentlemen are doing, then we classify those as commercial because you're competing for room nights with people that visit Branson. And that's just how we've done it. I know that a lot of people have some very strong feelings about whether they should be classified for tax purposes as residential versus commercial, but that's what we've done, and we would probably be consistent on the classification with respect to your properties. As to whether or not the tax that goes up when you go from residential to commercial, or how much your tax will go up, also depends on your levy and whether or not that levy gets rolled back, which it should in a lot of parts of the county, but we don't have any control over that.
Well, even at the old rate, it's a horrendous increase. And if you want to talk about raising taxes, that's one thing. But when you start talking about doubling or even more than that, the rates, and then we're subject to levies that might change on top of that. This is a terrible increase. I mean, it should be. If you're going to do it. And if it has to be done, then treat everybody fairly.
Sure.
And I do disagree with your other comment about being treated equally. You might be treating everybody in Chatham Mount North equally, but you're sure not treating us comparable to other people as we put in the list of lodges that we just submitted to you. And that's a big rub.
No, and that you're talking about appraised value, and we're going to go to that next. I just wanted to talk to you about what we're doing on classifications, okay? And just because you checked that box, okay? And now we'll go on.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I have a question. So are you saying because Doug and I decided to have an LLC to protect ourselves for liability that we're not able to have a personal lodge in Taney County and get treated the same? If it was in our personal name, then you would? I'm really confused.
No, and you should. On nightly rentals, put them in an LLC because it protects you from liability. We understand that completely. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, if you guys own properties in Taney County, then the first one we give a break on. It doesn't matter whether it's personally owned or owned by an LLC. People that have an LLC in a group or whatever, we give that first one the break, and then anything after that we determine is commercial for real estate tax purposes, because it's then an ongoing business as opposed to being used as both a vacation home and a nightly rental. That was our logic in coming to that decision.
When did that decision get made? Because we've been doing this, since 2017.
That decision came down a couple of years ago, 2 years ago.
Came down from where?
From the Board of Equalization, and understand the Board of Equalization is an independent citizens board that handles tax appeals. We're independent from the assessor and from the taxpayer, of course, and we handle the tax appeals that come to us. And this issue of nightly rental started to become a very big issue, obviously, in Taney County and all of the country. And so that's when we made the decision about how we treat these properties. And I understand that there were people that have been in this business for a while that they were enjoying the residential classification of all their properties, but that has changed. And it's changed not just here, but it's changed all over the place. Some places haven't done it yet. Some places have.
Well, in addition to the real estate taxes that we pay, we also pay a huge amount of sales taxes to the state and the county. And, you don't have a residential person doing that. I mean, we're adding a lot of revenue, tax revenue, just because we're a business. And now you're trying to tax us, out of business. And I think she's trying to do her best, but I think she has a vendetta against this.
Guys,
and all the people,
just so you know, the assessor's here, just letting you know.
That's fine.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
And, you can't pick out, one development versus another and not treat everybody the same. Shadow Mountain North, you've got lots of new developments, but the older stuff, the ones that Ron mentioned earlier, they are not, you can't say they're worth $70 and we're worth $150. That is a problem.
Doug, that's an incorrect statement. Two of these were actually built in 2023, and they're still only charged half what we are. So it's to me, if that isn't even close to being fair, that is blatantly going against us. Because we don't live in the area, we don't have a vote. You're going to treat us unfairly.
Were those other properties, were they hotels?
They look the same, but these are from Dan Ruta, and he's given us a lower value for his vertical cost for structure.
This is the evidence I've got right up here.
Trophy Grand Cook Condominiums. There's two built in 2023. One's being assessed at $50.51. The other one is $85.04.
And we don't know if it's January 1, we've had this come up today too. If January 1 they were not completed, then they are only partially assessed. And until they are given their occupancy, they're not given their full value for assessment purposes. So I don't know exactly what you're looking at with respect to those two and if they were completed or not, but that's another thing that's coming up. And again, we're an independent board. We're not taking anybody's word, we're making our own decision. So what I'm going to do, go ahead.
Green Mountain, built in 2021,
okay.
4,800 square foot, 1970 up in the base, $71.75. Another one built next door, built in 2021, $71.74. Another one built next door, 2019, $73.19. Another one built next door, built in 2019, $73.39. Another one built next door, 2019, $73.39 a square foot. Okay. You got another one next door, different square footage, less square footage, $79.52. So that seems extremely consistent, but why is it consistent in those kind of values there? Same builder. Structures as what we are doing, but they are half the number. It don't make sense.
Okay. And gentlemen, I'm letting you go because I want to hear what you have to say. But when are you – I understand the comparison right now that are being made. Are you done with that part of it so that we can let the assessor try to answer some of these questions? And you guys can respond back as well, of course. Or do you have more that you want to present right now? In other words, I just need to let both sides have their say.
Bucket. You good, Ron?
Yeah, I'm good for now.
Okay. Facts. facts only, please.
Okay, so for one, just so you know, we are an occupancy county, and those vary in Missouri. Just to the north of us, Christian County.
We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Okay. So Taney County is an occupancy county. So some of the numbers that you see maybe look off because we prorate things from year to year when they're bought. Just to the north of us, Christian County, they go whatever it was on January 1st. They are not an occupancy county. That's the choice of the county. I didn't make the choice. That's the way it goes. On these other things, where you're talking about Chateau Mountain and where you're talking about Green Mountain, the developers are starting to work with me, and they give me their values. They tell me how much they paid for the land. They tell me their vertical cost on their structure, and that's what I work with. I have to get my number somewhere. I'm wondering, did you send me the sales letters from your units to tell me how much you paid?
Did we send you what?
So the sales letter. Whenever you buy a property, I send you a sales letter, and I send you a nightly rental affidavit. Did you send those in to me?
Well, first of all, Missouri is a non-reporting mandatory state, so no, we did not report that.
Okay. So what you're saying to me is, good luck to you, Susan. Figure it out. And so this is what I've done. I've figured it out. I've talked to your developer. I've looked at sales letters from where people have actually sent them in. I try to get the numbers down. When I spoke to you before, we seem high to you. We seem high to a lot of people. When we talk to the developer, he says, well, you know, we figured out maybe we'd cost, and I told you this, that perhaps we had valued in the business, not just structure. That's when he gave us the vertical cost to build the actual structure. So now we brought it up to what he had. And so that's why your value went down, because now I've got more accurate numbers. But if nobody talks to me and gives me some sort of comps or something in writing, I have to go with the plain old CAMA system that I have that values things where they come out.
Well, I'm sorry that we were so honest in giving you the information that our builder gave you. Obviously, other people are not doing that.
David, can I say
so
something?
I think their question has to do with the values.
We got some board member questions here and board member comments, so we're going to let them comment for a second. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen?
So I think what the evidence they're presenting here is trophy run comps, similar type of properties. Theirs is $160 a square foot. These are $70 a square foot. So, you know, I'm curious how that discrepancy is.
We put it into the system. So on Chateau Mountain and some of these other ones, when the developer told us his structural costs going up, we have a neighborhood factor that multiplies in and takes them up to that amount for their structure to meet his price per square foot cost.
I think we
That don't make any sense.
Well, I think we looked at some other ones earlier today that were in trophy run, didn't we?
So something that I am seeing right off the bat, when you're doing your square footage on the evidence that you have provided, what I'm seeing the biggest discrepancy on is actually the land value, where Trophy Value says their land is at $10,000 and the value of the land in yours is $125,000, and in Green Mountain it's only $50,000. So that's a huge discrepancy right there for the land value, which changes that assessed value.
Yeah, there's no reason that our builder should have provided the land value. That's a separate situation, period.
Well, guys, we can't help with
that.
What they
What do you think we're talking about for land value, though? That is the common area. That's your parking lot, your roads, everything in that area where you're at. That's what the developer's giving me. plus his cost to buy the land.